Hello, Sylvia here. I've been thinking about photography. My son has just bought a powerful camera, having been on an army course. My mother always said when my father died, all he left were cameras. I've doubled over the years, but it is all so high-tech now. In Todmorden, we're lucky to have several members of the Photographic Society who take truly excellent pictures of the area. The ones taken from the air are particularly good, and I keep sending them postcards to friends all over the country to either remind them, do you remember this, or this is where I live, yaboo. Photography and filming techniques now enable us to learn of not only human lives, but those of birds and animals. Sir David Attenborough, on whom I had a bit of a crush when young, has a team of wonderful naturalists and photographers who undergo sometimes tortuous conditions of heat and cold to bring us astounding glimpses into the animal and fish lives. And the undersea films of coral reefs are so beautiful. Whoever would have known of the colourful fish and plant species lying there? We now know that swallows do not spend winters buried in mud, as was once believed, but they fly over 6,000 miles across land and sea to reach their winter homes and then return. Mike Dilger, who wrote a book on British birds, has said, even now we still do not know exactly how they do this, whether they steer by the sun or have an inbuilt compass. Nightingales and waxwings and beric swans and other species also cover huge distances. One poor waxwing flew from Aberdeen right across Russia only to be eaten by a cat. In many ways, it is as close as we may ever see to a miracle. I was lucky in my Kentish garden to have many birds, including a green woodpecker, and I called my son Robin. I expect he's grateful it wasn't cuckoo, or as he said, laughingly, thrush or blue tit. When I was taken to hospital for the birth of my daughter, a nightingale was singing in my back hedge as we left, a lovely omen. The corvoid family, rooks, crows, ravens, etc., are known to be very clever, and they think up all sorts of things to get what they want. In the days of milk bottles on the doorstep, they, together with sparrows, were very adept at removing the foil caps to get at the milk. They are also known to drop hard-shelled things onto roads, where the traffic obligingly runs them over, breaking the shells for the birds. In the woods, at the end of our field in Kent, Martin, a naturalist friend, discovered an albino badger, apparently a great rarity. He was able to photograph its life and subsequently wrote a book about it. The location had to be kept secret, of course, so badger baiters couldn't get to it. We have come a long way from the annual holiday snaps to people taking selfies of themselves on their mobile phones all the time. I'm not sure this is a good advance in technology myself. That's all for now. Bye.